B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not sure where the foul was, but Portis will shoot free throws. We remind you again, those of you on our flagship station, 98.5 The Sports Hub, you're going to get your full 3 hours of Patriots pregame, I promise. That is coming up. The first free throw is good. We will continue on WROR 100.7 FM for the final 9:10.
All right, as you heard Sean Grandy just mention, if you're looking...
Damn right you will.
That would be 105.7, my friend.
No, 105.7. There's no point.
Oh, sorry. 105.7.
That's right.
Not what he said.
Are we 98.5 the Sports Hub?
98.5.
We're not 100.7.
No, right. That's a good point.
As he said.
Oh, that's right.
Now do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, it was...
Thank you.
I heard this happen live.
Did you think he was throwing a little shade our way? He was a little aggravated about it?
Yeah, number one.
Maybe not personally mad at me or Gasper, but just the situation.
Take a shot. Take it a was shot. McCarthy who shot. Said 105.7 WROR.
Oh.
So it was McCarthy who added the point. Yeah. It was Granny who just had the wrong frequency.
Yeah, he just told you to go the wrong place.
Right. Frequency modulation, correct. Actual destination, incorrect.
Incorrect.
It's like Michigan State. Like, you know, what station you put little brother on, you know? It's coming.
Oh, how'd Michigan do this last weekend? How'd they look?
Yeah.
They look like they belong on the same field as Ohio State?
How do you have that type of talent gap between those two? That's no longer a rivalry. I'm tired of people talking about that being like the rivalry.
Getting the crap kicked out of them every year.
You know,
Harbaugh there.
It just sucks because it just bolsters Breer and his stupid ass yapping about it like incessantly. Oh, God. Imagine if the dude played.
617-779-0985. Back to your calls on the Patriots, including Ed in Illinois.
Ed!
Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you know.
I don't know why everyone's, like, jumping off the ship like it's the Titanic. I mean, last year we were 11-5. Going into December, we had two very bad losses to, what, Pittsburgh and...
9-5.
Nine and five.
Yeah.
You're not even at double-digit wins, yeah?
And...
I actually felt worse about the team a year ago.
We had some bad losses at the end of December, and everybody's like, "Well, December's the Patriots year. December's the Patriots, or not year, month." And then we win the Super Bowl.
Well, I
think everyone needs to take a step back, take a deep breath, remember who we have, and
This is how you are conditioned. I mean, this is part of being spoiled. The expectations here. Unlike anywhere else. It's first round bye in Super Bowl. Like, that's your goal. It's not even really.
I'm not going to dismiss anyone who says, hey, look what happened last year, because he's absolutely right. We all had serious questions after Miami and Pittsburgh last year. Mm-hmm. However,
you should have had.
But they got healthy, and they still had Rob Gronkowski and James Devlin and couple other few pieces. Now, the defense is better this year, I believe.
Did you know you had Gronk, though? That's the thing.
How close are you to full health right now on the offense?
I don't think you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's still...
You're down to your third center. I mean...
I
don't know what the blocking's like to tight end, but I mean, I think...
Was the center the problem last night? I'm talking about the skill positions.
No.
How close are you to full health at the skill positions? And I think Edelman's banged up. But he's out there playing a ton. So how close are you to full health?
You're not. You're not that close. You really aren't.
Part of the full health question is
guys are not coming. There are guys who are not coming back.
Well, there are guys who are not coming back, and I think you're closer to being at a better health level right now than the team was at this point last year.
I think your defense is. Yeah. Like, the only thing with defense really is, like, My point is this,
that they are closer to what they could be playing at their best right now than the team was at 9-5 last year. There isn't that much more room to go, I don't think.
Okay, that makes sense. Their ceiling is not as high. in your opinion.
They're closer to their ceiling at this team is right now than the team was when they were 9-5 last year.
You lose in Baltimore, but you don't give up in that game. You start to come back, you know, and you fall short. You get a tough win, but then you go, you know, after the bye down to Philly and prove you can win on the road again. Like, you've won on the road this year. So that says something. And I don't know. One win in this league changes everything. You go out and you have a sound win against Kansas City. Next Monday, you're going to be feeling pretty freaking good.
So maybe they're closer to their ceiling, but just ask yourself this basic question about last night's game. Do you believe that that's what this team is?
No.
I don't either. Who does?
No.
Who believes that what we saw on the field last night is who this team is?
I don't believe next time they get down there and they said, we're going to go for two, we're going to only have one play and it's going to be a run or else we're going to take a penalty. I think next time you're going to have a check with me. We're either going to run it. We're going to have some play designed to help complement
that. When you hear that answer,
that's what you learn from your mistake.
That you typically hear in losses from Bill Belichick. We got to play better. We got to coach better. I mean, that you could not take that more literally and just as it is last night and say, yep, both true.
Yes.
You're capable of playing better. You're capable of executing at a higher level and you are certainly better at coaching than what we saw tonight. It was a bad night. You guys had a bad night. And maybe the sickness this week was a big part of that. It got in the way of their preparation. It got in the way of them playing at 100% last night. Maybe that was part of it. But I don't think any of us think that team last night is who they are.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell.
That's the one concrete positive that all of us should be able to agree on.
There were signs. There were signs throughout it. And I think at times, I don't want to say it's unfair to the players, but you understand it when you come here because you're going to be critiqued and criticized. Regardless of what position they put you in. Like, you take Sanu out on third down, you're getting on. Like, why is he not? Because we don't really know the injury status, right? We don't know if he took a shot. We don't know if he has any feeling in that leg or if he can't cut off it. Or maybe he's feeling good. Or maybe it's just, you know, he's part of the guys that had sickness. You could tell that Jamie Collins, he was gassed. He didn't have anything. And that's not him. And then all of a sudden, you're seeing Bentley and Roberts out there and playing zone coverage, like, matched up on tight ends. Like, this is not what they do. There were indicators in there. Like, something's not right. Again, and I know they're downplaying it from the end of the week where, hey, we got some bodies back on Friday, but that's what you do. You don't make excuses. You own the loss. You know, everybody, Dallas had people with the flu. You had to come up, you had to play in the weather. Look how they handled Thursday last week when they were put on notice. Every team goes through this. There's adversity with every team.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow.
Crappy weather
snow
out there.
Man, not it good. Doesn't show
more snow on the way tonight.
Stopping.
A little and early for this, wouldn't you say so? A little early.
I mean, I don't like the sleet and stuff and ice. Like, if it's going to snow, bring one.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Speaking of early, Nate.
Jim worked hard last night, right?
Jim? Of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Jim had a long night. And then he comes in and Jim checks his emails, right?
Yeah.
Jim got an email today.
From Nate.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Big Talk with Big Nate.
Big Talk with Big Nate checking in early. Starts as it relates to his availability tomorrow.
Starts it with good morning, Jim. So right away, hey, good morning.
Email of the day.
Good morning, Jim. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, even though you celebrated it last weekend.
Takes a dig at Jim, which I like. Probably knows that Jim doesn't even say, hey, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Even though Jim is thankful for stuff.
He says, I am emailing to let you know about the potential weather tomorrow. Well, wait, okay. Like, we didn't know there was potential weather. Now we got to hear it from Big Talk with Big Nate.
Nate's already getting in on these weather people.
We got a lot of movie news to talk to. Not to talk about.
He says, as of right now, I'm planning on coming in tomorrow. Oh, good.
Oh, as of right now. Who knows how he feels like 8 hours from now.
He says, but I know that there is supposed... There is supposed to be 6 inches of snow tonight and another 3 inches tomorrow morning.
Jacked them totals up.
That's like a Zoe weather report.
They said we're getting eight.
We're getting two today, two tonight, two overnight, and three more in the morning.
What? And four more by Tuesday.
I think that's nine.
That's 14 in the next 8 days.
Jimmy, you taking notes?
Yeah. Here's the killer. The line that I just lose it in this email. Professor Frank was telling me.
Don't you just love all the details? Like when someone tells you, like, way over the top, it gets very detailed.
Don't do that, because you're not going to share why you're saying that. You're not going to say on the air why you're saying that.
No, I think
that's an inside joke that you're trying to pull here.
Just
and trying to get me to laugh.
No, he's saying in general, good liars have a few details. The best liars have none.
Yep, I'm out.
Right? He's providing more than a few details so far.
Well, I mean, now since you know the Professor Frank. Is there really a professor?
He says
Frank.
Professor Frank was
Frank
telling
his
me.
First name or last name?
It's
last
a good name.
Frank is. Hey, Frankie Frank.
Professor Frank was telling me
Freddie Frank.
That if the college closes tomorrow, that I can't come in because safety is first.
Of course. Millennial Nate. Protect the kids.
Man.
Of course.
Oh, what a grind.
Of course, I will see how it is tomorrow morning outside.
Of course.
Is he going to look out his window?
And if the college closes. But I just wanted to email you to let you know and give you a potential heads up. And so you're not thrown off if I can't come in tomorrow.
Question. What if you look outside and it looks bad, but the college is open? Then what does it do?
Is the dining hall open? Well, dining hall always has to be open because you have to feed the kids. Well, right?
A potential heads up. I think he's giving you a heads up. Not a potential heads up. This has been such an amazing semester.
Oh, the drive on this kid.
It sounds like a goodbye.
And I have greatly appreciated this opportunity. I will see you on Thursday regardless.
At least he didn't put irregardless.
Irregardless. Points for not using irregardless.
Again, smart kid.
Sincerely, Nate.
I mean.
Tom wants to know how that would sound in the Mike Tomlin voice. This email.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Jim. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, even though you celebrated it the previous weekend.
Professor Frank.
As of right now, I am planning on coming in tomorrow, but I know there is supposed to be 6 inches of snow and another 3 inches tomorrow morning. Professor Frank was telling me that if college closes tomorrow, I can't come in because safety is first.
The precipitation levels may increase over the evening hours into the morning. We will reevaluate the situation at that time.
I bet Tomlin is a terrible liar. He gives way too many details. Way too many.
Honey, where were you? You're late tonight. I was on the south side of Pittsburgh traveling 43 miles per hour when I was pulled over by the Pittsburgh State Police. They asked for my license. I was written up going 8 miles over the speed limit. I then proceeded to the next exit, to which I picked up bread and milk.
Of course.
Precipitation schedule.
Of course, I will see using my ocular nerve and all appendages to determine the conditions tomorrow and the status of the college either being opened or closed.
Man.
This is so well written. Look at the margins. The greeting, good morning, Jim, spacing, down, down, dot, dot.
But I just wanted to send you an electronic mail to let you know and give you a potential heads up.
Oh, you put it in print, right. You put it in print. Like, hey, I gave you the heads up. Like, I was planning on
coming. I think if you are someone out there today and you're thinking about letting your boss know you might not be in tomorrow.
Just say you're not coming in.
Because of the weather, I think you should copy and paste Nate's email and send it to your boss.
Sincerely?
I just noticed he CC'd Professor Frank on this email, too.
Oh, well, safety first.
Cover your ass. Right?
Professor Frank is a safety officer.
Well, safety first and foremost.
Can we get the text of this up there somehow so people can copy and paste this to their boss?
Just take a picture.
That's what I want to see have happen.
Take a picture.
I want someone.
Omit his name.
Leave Professor Frank right in there.
This is why people come
up
to me.
Professor Frank double as like campus security? Is he an actual security officer?
This is why.
He's a professor, he's a dean, and he's also the chief of campus police.
Dewormer has indicated that the campus may be plowed. But not at the suffice hour to where I could do
it. He is the judge, jury, and executioner of that college.
Do we even know what what Big Nate's major is. Maybe he's majoring in security guard.
Creepiness.
Criminal justice.
Well,
safety. Public safety.
Safety. MP. Oh, hall monitor. I bet he's the hall monitor.
We just have some, I want to see someone send this to their boss just for a reaction. Hey, boss, I'm thinking I'm not going to make it in tomorrow.
This is why kids.
Professor Frank.
And I credit you, kids.
It might be a little
they come up there. They come up to me and say, are you looking for an intern? Here is my resume. Because these two doozies that you have in now, it's comic routine.
A major in security guard, minoring in combination locks. It's a whole separate field of study.
This is amazing. We have one that gets recognized at Banners, where he has no clue how to make a drink. The other one has no drive to ever come in.
Minoring in flashlights.
Brave the elements, because safety is first and foremost.
Oh, man.
Jimmy,
that's funny.
Jimmy's starting to get pissed, it looks like. Yeah.
Jimmy? No. He's not the type to get pissed.
No. This helps promote your website, your little video.
His videos on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right.
617-779-0985. Chris in Brockton. Hey, Chris. Okay. Paul in Rhode Island. Paul.
Hey, hello. Hi, Beatles.
Oh, wait,
hold on. Hang on a second.
Hold on.
Hang on.
This
Paul.
Is that guy.
Yeah. Hang on. Music, please.
Cue it up, Jim.
Jim?
Cue it up.
Here we go. Ready?
Paul in Rhode Island.
And the one.
That was zone music.
And the two.
And the
I can go back to him. You want me to go back to him later?
Yeah. Wait till Jim's ready.
Yeah, well, we got another
What do we got to do?
Where's Jim in Connecticut? Hey. How you doing?
Another bit of time here. Right. Ain't got nothing but time.
Now, I want to hear the song more than anything.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for pulling that up so quickly. Paul's in,
hello.
In Rhode Island.
Hey.
Hi, Beetle. Hi, Zoe.
How you
Hi,
doing?
Buddy.
Hi.
Good. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving? Wonderful?
Delicious.
Excellent. Did you eat lasagna for Thanksgiving?
What'd you have for Thanksgiving?
What'd you eat? Did you eat lasagna?
I ate, no lasagna. I ate, spiral ham and turkey.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, let's get back to basics.
I'm screwing around.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Frank, you're on the air. This, go ahead.
Yeah, this ridiculous VAR is ridiculous because they are using revenue for the commercials to take part in so many calls. It's unridiculous that the players actually put an agony act like they're hurt, and the players and the referees actually fall into the thing. The reason I called was actually because there's a reason why we are 10-2.
What is that reason?
Sure is.
What is that reason?
You won 10 games.
In your opinion?
In my opinion, is we have no competition. When we play at home, nobody can beat us at home. I don't care if it's a raining game.
Bad home schedule.
Game.
Okay.
Come on. Right. You gotta believe that the Patriots are willing to play at home.
Oh, I think they'd do it. I'd be willing. Like you do like to play home when you're a player. What's ridiculous? Like he said something about ridiculous and VAR and pot.
VAR, video assist referee. That's what it is. It's a soccer term.
Revenues.
Oh, soccer's coming to Rhode Island.
VAR. That's
That'll
the. Be that's
fun.
The.
Rhode Island's a hotbed for soccer.
All right, serious question though from someone who tweeted the show. Jim tells me, if there's no school tomorrow, is there still a Big Nate radio show on Tuesday night?
Oh.
Because we had plans to go to Hardy's house.
No.
And sit around the fire and listen on the radio.
No, because safety is first and foremost. I mean, if there's snow, Nate's not gonna. Schlep to the office.
What are they going to play? Just nothing?
I'm the best of Nate.
Maybe I should offer up my
what is up?
My house to do the broadcast from.
Maybe you should do it as a like a
maybe you should
a live Facebook Live or do it on Twitch. Maybe.
Honey, kids, come in here.
Maybe you could wear a black shirt he wears every day.
Big Nate is coming over and
death.
I
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Big Talk with Big Nate.
I can't.
Already has headlines.
It can do more than just play fart noises.
That's just disgusting.
Yes, your Amazon or Google smart speaker can play the hot air coming from Boston's home for sports. Just say, play 98.5, the Sports Hub. Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
I've said it all year. There's no talent. No, but there's no speed on this roster.
Including at the quarterback.
No, I totally disagree. Look, and to me, a game on the line, give me one quarterback, I'll take that guy. I'd rather be on that side of it than the other side of it, even today. And what's going to be crazy, are we going to see him playing somewhere else so he can prove it to everybody? Mm-hmm. That would be stupid. I'd love to see him retire as a Patriot. But he may just do that because that's the kind of competitor he is. Because this team right here, there's nobody. Where's this first-round pick? Where the heck is this guy? Are we going to see him on the field?
N'Keal Harry.
You know, yeah, N'Keal Harry. I'm sorry. He hadn't shown up. One time he threw a perfect back shoulder fade to him for a touchdown. But there's nobody. Philip Dorsett, yeah, you can run fast. Why? You're running away from fights. That's why you run fast, because you don't get in any separation inside. You got Edelman. That's it, a slot receiver. All right, Mohamed Sanu, another slot receiver. That generally means they can't run. They can't do anything outside when you put them out there. This guy has no one to throw to.
Rex Ryan this morning, very critical of the Patriots' offense. He thinks Brady has no one to throw to.
And it's hard for him to, I think, defend him, because I think he loves playing against him, and he muddied up the field against him, and he knows how to get
Brady.
Pressure.
He likes Brady.
He respects the hell of him. But he's going to tell you, he's not going to tell you, say, oh, he's missing wide open guys. Like, there's some people that chirp you on Twitter, too. It's over. He's missing people left. Is he? Is he selling the ball 10 feet wide? Is he overthrowing it or getting picked? Has he made a couple dumb decisions? Picks on the road? Yeah. Red zone mistakes. But you throw 47 times, you're going to make a mistake or two.
Well, I also think that some of this is that he's not caring as much about protecting the ball, and he's throwing, you know, a little caution to the wind here because they're trying to make something happen.
Threw it away several times yesterday.
He's just trying to make something happen. He's trying to prevent. Risk.
Not, and everybody can say, well, it's self-preservation because he can't move. Oh, he can move just fine.
I think he's throwing more bad passes. In part, this is not the only reason, because he did have some clunkers last night. He's throwing more bad passes because he's willing to throw more bad passes. Does that make sense?
He knows second and 10 with the limitations you have offensively is more serviceable than second and 18. Second 18 is death sentence for this offense. That's what it is. And if the play's dead, throw it away. Kill it. Huddle up. Call another one. Did you hear Rex on Anthony Lynn, too?
No.
Crying? Like how emotional he got when he was talking about Anthony Lynn? Rex had an interesting couple days. He'll give it to you, though. I think he's good at what he does. I think he's good for broadcast. I think he's good for the game. Keep him in it. Keep it around.
I've said it all year. There's no talent.
No talent. He's writing it all off. Talent.
Hey, he's defensive coach, and he knows how to defend it. Now, say what you want about the guy. He knows where it starts with your offense. He can figure that out.
617-779-0985. Josh in New Bedford. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Two quick things. If Brady doesn't throw that pick of the, like, in the first quarter, second quarter, I think it's a totally different game. And the other thing is they need to stop running that stupid bootleg run out playing in the red zone. All right, thanks, guys.
Zoe would agree with you on that second
point. Oh, I love the rollout.
Do you really think the game goes in an entirely different direction without the pick?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. I don't think it does.
No. Now, just because all of a sudden you got down 4 points, oh, my God, it's panic time. 4 points. No.
No. No, not gonna sign on that one.
No. Chris, then what, does that pick all of a sudden decide what you do on 4th and 10 before the half there? And no. You got the double score set up almost? Yeah. No.
Chris in Brockton. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on? Good show, guys. I didn't hear you guys talk about the Gilmore-Hopkins matchup yet, because I feel like there was like at least 3 or 4 plays where he got straight up embarrassed by Hopkins. Are you guys worried about him, or is this just a bad game?
Come on. You're not worried about him, are
you? Who's the total catches? We had six for like 80, and he had three conversions at the end. They kept the sticks moving. Other than that, I thought Steph shut him down.
I thought Gilmore had a pretty good game. You know, that was Gilmore one of the talking points beforehand. This was going to be the corner receiver matchup of the season. And who do you think will win it?
What about Devin McCourty? I didn't see him in one play last night.
Oh, okay. Well, let's stick on Stephon Gilmore, which is what your call was about. And you asked us if we're worried about Stephon Gilmore.
So not only am I not worried about him, but at worst for Gilmore, I would say that matchup last night was a draw.
First team All-Pro.
You're going to give up.
Hopkins is going to make some catches. He's going to make some catches and get some yards. Yes. Guys,
first team All-Pro.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What does he have to be held without a catch? Does it have to be Amari Cooper?
Oh, it's got
to
be Amari Cooper every week now.
Your break.
This is what the defense has done for themselves. They've set the bar impossibly high.
You give up 8 or 11 for $130, $140 and a score or two, then, yeah, you're getting your ass served.
You know, and they put 21 up on him last night. I'm gonna give 7 points to the offense for that short field.
Oh, Stills was more of a danger to your defense than Hopkins was yesterday. You put Gilmore on Hopkins, you slow him down. He wasn't the story of this game. Wasn't the story of it at all.
No.
To the takeaways coming up next, and also Hardy and I will review the Irishman very, very quickly for you.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to do like a full-blown.
No.
Quickly.
This is going to decide whether I even like start to watch.
We'll see if we can convince Zoe.
This is the most important thing about a review.
I saw a picture today that I didn't like with De Niro in his elevator shoes to make him look taller.
Remember who your audience is in a review. All the audience wants to know is, should I see this movie? So should our audience be Zoe?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have to tailor our review that way.
We'll do that for Zoe coming up right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5.
Give it to me.
Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Reclaim that money that you spent on all those weight programs. Not your expectations. You present your receipt, and you receive a $100 Davio's gift card when starting a Waken 180 Weight Loss. Check out the website, waken180weightloss.com, for all the details.
There was a heated discussion in the studio about the Irishman a moment ago. We'll get to that in a minute, but we do have one clip from today's show. Correct, Jim? Feels like Josh McDaniels is skating. Because
is that just part of this? He just say, "Hey, this is what I'm dealt with, and this is my personnel grouping." I think you got porked by two things. You allowed the tight end to hang in the balance in the offseason, which limited you and what you could do in free agency or who you could go acquire as a tight end. And I think he strung you out too. I think they porked each other.
Okay,
it's a porking to remember. You ran out of the receivers,
2019
right?
Patriots. They're porked.
Trying to get other slot receivers. What's a kid? Matthews kid? Beasley? You're in on all these guys, right?
Yeah, right. Well, that's a good one. I'm sure we'll be hearing that again on Friday. Well, I think we will.
Pork the other white meat.
Yes. Yes. So there was a very heated discussion here in the studio involving Tony Maserati. Who was in here, and I would just say that...
Well, we'll get to Maz's comments here in a moment.
That could be some of the best content this station has ever produced. But it just isn't politically correct enough for us to take it to the airwaves. But I really don't think anyone should be offended by that conversation.
No, and nobody here was offended. Had.
God, no.
But this determines whether I'm going to sit there for 3.5 hours, because I love the Italian mob movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I like all these actors.
Let's get Zoe. This is Hardy and I... trying to give a positive review to get Zoe to see the Irishman.
That's not my job. I watched the movie, and now I have to determine what does Zoe need to know about this movie. Zoe?
Was Robert De Niro miscasting this?
You don't care about that. Here's what you care about.
You talking to me? Is he going to do that?
Are you going to sit down on your couch for 3.5 hours?
No, but I will progressively watch it.
And watch this movie and enjoy it? No, not in one stretch.
No. I don't plan on doing that.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, though. If you make it through halfway through it, you'll watch the rest of it.
Okay.
If you're expecting Goodfellas 2 or...
That's what I'm expecting.
Casino Light, it's not quite that. You're going to see some familiar faces, but they're older, and some of the technology utilized to make them look younger is at times...
jarring.
Unsettling.
Cheap production?
No, it's not expensive. But these are old guys who look young, but when they move,
they have the posture and
you're a physical guy yourself.
An old guy.
You will notice that's an old guy with young things done to his face, but he's still moving like an old guy. It happens a couple
like
of
Jackass.
Times in the movie.
A reverse of Johnny Knoxville and Jackass.
Yes. The reverse.
Like it's creepy when you watch him.
Not young people being made to look old, but old people being made to look young. It's
the reverse of Uncle Drew.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect analogy.
Okay.
The reverse of that. But you have Joe Pesci, and you have Robert De Niro, and you have Al Pacino.
And that's a tough role for Al Pacino. Jimmy Hoffa was a larger-than-life character. I think he did very well. And especially for Pacino, who has a tendency, dare I say it, to overact at times, and you could really get carried away with it. I thought he did well with that. And it's a good story. Not a great story.
It's like, let's get some coffee.
It's a good story, and for many people, is satisfying enough to finally answer the question, what actually did happen to Jimmy Hoffa? There may be a few details in question, but if you want to know what happened to him, this pretty much tells you what happened to him, to many people's satisfaction.
Nice. That's
whether the details and description of how it went down are
whether the
accurate,
whether the FBI believes it or not.
You're gonna go
this what they put forth in that movie, which is taken from the book, is plausible enough to make me think, yeah, this is probably about how it went down. I could see this absolutely.
Some kind of get De Niro like face now. Yeah. I'm gonna watch it.
Okay.
Like, how do I talk about it if I don't watch it? Am I gonna sit here and rip it? I can't.
I would say this.
I'm not gonna allow other people to rip it. I like bad.
The biggest point is, if you start it, you will finish it.
Like I like Mickey Blue Eyes.
I don't think it's if you know going in, it's 3 hours and 28 minutes.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. It's the thing that's been talked about the most about this movie.
Care about the time, but it's on Netflix, so you could start and stop.
Anyone who starts it will not be turned off enough to the point where they stop watching it and don't finish.
That's how I feel about it.
That I don't think is happening.
The most fascinating.
Better than Black Mass.
Yes.
Or sort of like it.
Yes.
Better than Black Mass. Oh, definitely better than Black Mass.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Beetle, we can relay the important parts of the conversation we had with Maz, with some of the offensive language left out.
But the offensive language makes it so fun.
Maz thinks that
Maz
De Niro...
allowed to do that because he's Italian?
No, this is the beautiful thing. Maz thinks De Niro was miscast as an Irish mobster because he's Italian. And he always plays Italian. He's an Italian guy. To which Beatles said...
He's Sam Ace Rothstein in Casino. And he's
Jimmy Conway in Goodfellas. Other than playing an Irish guy and a Jewish guy. Well, other than playing Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2, he's never played an Italian gangster. Not in a real movie.
Should they put James Caan in this movie?
I mean, analyze this, okay, but that's a parody.
It was what?
He played Sam Rothstein. And was
great suits. Oh, awesome suits.
You know what I like? When he has his slacks on the hanger in his office, he doesn't want to wrinkle them. So when Commissioner Webb comes in.
Gotta put his pants on.
Give me 2 minutes.
Who's the guy in LS that? Where he's got a great tailor. You like this suit?
What?
The guy, Sonny. He plays Sonny in Bronx Tale.
Oh, that movie.
But he's in LS that.
No, I can't do
that. He plays Sal, right?
I'm not bringing Bronx Tale into this discussion.
Let's
That may have made it on the air.
Try not sleeping.
Right? I don't know if it was loud enough.
Then try doing like 4 hours.
Yeah, the thermostat has turned all the way down.
It's like a dorm room. It's like an old dorm room.
Maz is right about De Niro, by the way.
That De Niro should not play an Irish guy. So he was bad in Goodfellas?
Not that one.
I disagree. He's an actor. He's a character actor. He pulled it off.
Am I up?
Yeah.
Like Maz, I made the mistake of reading the book first. That's not Frank Sheeran. He could play an Irishman, just not that one.
Okay. I if you're basing it on the book,
yeah,
I can see where you'd feel that way.
Very good, then. We're back at it tomorrow. From Foxborough.
From snowy Foxborough.
Oh, can't wait.
Hopefully Nate makes it.
See you then. Felger Mazur next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.